There's a distinctly maritime theme to our Lenten podcasts this year. Apostleship of the Sea Port Chaplain, Father Colm Kelly, is inviting us to haul anchor and set out on a 40-day voyage on the high seas that will lead us to the very foot of Christ's cross. So, during our Lenten voyage, why not listen to Father Colm's reflections and consider how we can allow the Lord to renew us on our journey?
Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that whatever you ask of God, he will grant you." Tomorrow we berth at our next port, and six of our crew will leave the ship, and six new men will come and take their place. The nine-month contract has ended, and they will return to their families. As you can imagine, they're very excited, and so looking forward to being with family again, for a month or so at least. But it's not always as simple as that, especially for some of my friends who have very young children. 9 months is a long time in the life of a child, and they may not even recognise their father on his return. It was like that for my friend Abel. The last time he went home, his child thought he was a stranger coming into their home, and he cried for days. Of course, it wasn't long before they got to know each other again, but then it was time to return to sea, and another nine-month slog. My gospel reading today told the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Another amazing miracle. The gospels, of course, tell of many of his miracles. Miracles of healing, healing the sick, curing the lepers, making the blind see, the lame walk, making people feel good about themselves again. And what about the casting out of bad spirits and demons? All remarkable stories. Such a variety of miracles, but they all had one thing in common. We're told that after the sick were healed, they were restored again into their families or their communities. In the miracles worked by Jesus, outsiders belong again. The hopeless have reason to believe once more. And the story of Lazarus is no exception. On rising from the dead, he is restored to his family with his sisters Martha and Mary. There's a nice drawing in my Bible showing Lazarus coming out of the tomb completely covered in what the Gospel calls grave clothes. It says he was bound hand and foot, and his face covered with a linen cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him, let him go free." What a lovely command. Unbind him, let him go free. There's a gentleness in the words and touch of Jesus. Maybe it's just that I'm getting older, but I find in the world that we live in is becoming much harsher and a more aggressive place. I'm not just talking about the lives of seafarers on this or other ships, but it seems to be all around us, whatever country that we are in the world. I'm a bit of an expert when it comes to unbinding and freeing, for one of my duties is to take care of the ropes on the ship. One of the first things I noticed when I began life at sea was the enormous number of ropes on the ship, and such a size. Well, they need to be, for when we are in port, they're what keeps us tied safely to the quayside. But the ropes can be very dangerous too. When training, we get all kinds of instructions as how to be safe around the ropes. Where we can stand when letting them out to be attached to the jetty bollards. How the ropes must be stowed, locked in place. But unfortunately, there are some accidents, and some of them very serious. I have seen two of my crew lose limbs from ropes that snapped back at them. And last year, we were in a port where the ship astern from us suffered real tragedy when a rope connected to a tugboat snapped, recoiled back to the ship, and killed a seafarer. Our captain says there's no such thing as accidents, just bad judgments or decisions. I don't know if he's right or not, but I know to be very careful around ropes. All this heaviness of the ropes, the clanking of chains, the noise of the engine room, all in contrast to the gentleness in the healing and the touching of Jesus in our gospel stories. I know there's not much of Lent left, but I'm going to try and make another resolution. In our tough and often unbending world, our gentleness can be a vivid reminder of the presence of a loving God among us. So I'm going to try and be a little more gentle, more patient with those around me. And maybe my attempt at gentleness will rub off on others. Wouldn't that be a fine way to sail towards Easter?